I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the big wedding is tomorrow. You know, the one. But planning a wedding can be stressful for mere commoners. Acclaimed graphic novelist Adrian Tomina tells us about the trials and tribulations of planning his wedding. He's written a new memoir about it, and he'll tell you about it in a few minutes. But first, it's hard to believe that April is almost over. Sadly, this means our series, Muses and Metaphor, is coming to an end. As part of our celebration of National Poetry Month this month, we've been broadcasting poems, 140 characters or less, that listeners and friends of the program have posted on Twitter. We've had hundreds of responses, and we've aired tweets from all over the country, from Neptune, New Jersey, to Dallas, Texas, and Palo Alto, California. When we started the series, we enlisted the help of poet Holly Bass. She is a writer and poet in residence for Busboys and Poets. That's a group of restaurants and gathering places here in the Washington, D.C. area. And it's a popular gathering spot for poets and writers to share their work. She's been our series curator, which is to say she's been going through the hundreds of submissions we've received to help us pick the ones to record and put on the air. And Holly Bass joins us now one last time for now in our Washington, D.C. studios. Welcome. It's so sad.
Oh, hi. It's great to be back, though.
But it's been a good series. I mean, I think people have really enjoyed it.
I think it's been excellent. I've been totally impressed by the diversity and by the quality of the type of tweets. And a lot of people have sent in multiple poems. And so it's really cool.
One of the things that I've been really moved by is that, of course, we've heard from many people who are professional writers, editors, bloggers, poets. And of course, we appreciate that. But we also heard from a retired dentist, a financial manager, the provost at Landmark College in Vermont, the past national president of Penn Women, a former lacrosse athlete from Virginia Tech. And I'm just wondering what you think that says.
Well, for me, it really reminds me of one of my favorite American poets, Walt Whitman, and his poem, I Hear America Singing. And it's the boatman, and it's the mason, the carpenter, the young mother. And he lists all these professions. And I really think that just sort of captures that American ethos and democratic spirit that, oh, you don't have to be, you know, in this ivory tower on top of a mountain writing poetry. We can all write poetry.
I also wanted to ask you about the form that we chose, the tweet poem, 140 characters or less. I have to tell you, I was a little nervous about this at first because even though there are poetry forms like haiku that are traditionally brief, you know, I just wondered whether we would really get the kind of the richness. And I've been favorably impressed by just how delicious and evocative many of these poems have been, even at that length.
You know, as someone in journalism, you know it's easier to write long than to write short. And it's the same thing with poetry. And what I notice, though, is often the very best tweeted poems were excerpts of longer poems. So when I would verify that the poem was original, I'd find the full-length poem somewhere on the blog or on another website. And I was like, ah, okay. So it still requires craft. It's not something you should walk down the street and just type into your phone. I think you need to kind of write it down a few times and move the words around. But you can definitely get a lot in just a very few short words.
And since we are down to our last 2 days, we are going to play two new tweets today, try to squeeze in as many as we can before the end of the month. And let's begin with a tweet from Angie Chuang of Washington, D.C. She is a former reporter. Now she teaches journalism at the American University School of Communication. That's in Washington, D.C. Let's listen.
This is Angie Chuang, and this is my tweet. The bullfrogs crick croak tonight. Bubbles of want escaping slick amphibious gullets. Requiem for hunger.
As we said, these poems are short, only 140 characters, so let's play it again.
The bullfrogs crick croak tonight. Bubbles of want escaping slick amphibious gullets. Requiem for hunger.
I didn't think I would like a poem about frogs, but I do. Tell me what you liked about this one. Why did you select this one?
Well, I think what she does, the language itself kind of has a texture. So that slick amphibious gullets, it sounds sticky and gooey and oozy and these bubbles of want escaping. And so I just liked the sort of texture and sound of it. And yeah, I'm not a big fan of bullfrogs either, but I liked, you know, the real visceral quality of it.
I'm speaking with writer and poet Holly Bass. She's been helping us pick the poetic tweets that we've been recording and putting on the air as part of our celebration of National Poetry Month. Okay, we have one more tweet from Nishe Pendleton of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She is a PhD student at Temple University in the Department of African American Studies. She's in the dissertation stage. She's looking at sociobehavioral factors of HIV susceptibility among African American women. Let's listen to her tweet.
This is Nishe Pendleton, and this is my tweet. Oh, my solitude, your name is dissertation, growing day by day.
You can really understand that one. Okay, as we said, these are short. Let's hear it again.
Oh, my solitude, your name is dissertation, growing day by day.
Now, this was a little different because this is very straightforward. In fact, it's interesting that the feedback that we've gotten about some of the poems, I mean, obviously many people just, you know, love them. But then if there are always people who are saying, gee, that's just too deep. I don't understand that one. I think everybody can get this one. What did you like about it?
Oh, well, the meaning is definitely very, very clear. And this is actually a haiku. So it does have the 5-7-5 of the kind of traditional haiku as we're taught in school. And you know, in Twitter world, we would call that a twaiku. So she submitted her twaiku. And I just thought it was really humorous and funny. And it's also the irony of what's growing, the solitude or the dissertation, and both are. So the longer the dissertation gets, the more isolated, you know, she becomes. And I have a number of friends in grad school, and they're like, oh, you know. And so I just thought that would be really sweet and fun and something people could relate to.
Well, as we wind down, I want to thank you again, Holly, for helping us curate the series. And I wanted to ask, unfortunately, we won't be airing these beyond tomorrow because tomorrow is the last day of the month, you know, for us. But do you have some thoughts for people who perhaps did not have their poem chosen or who want to keep writing? Any words of inspiration and encouragement for people?
Well, I think that what I do like about the Twitter poetry is that it's not something that requires necessarily hours and hours. And for us to remember that even if you can snatch 5 or 10 minutes from your lunch break and just jot down one line that you like, that can really have a massive impact on you and on others that you share it with. And I'm reminded of the Salvadoran poet Roque Dalton, who said, poetry, like bread, is for everyone. And if we can give ourselves that daily bread of some lyrical beauty in our lives, I encourage that.
Holly Bass is a writer and poet in residence at Busboys and Poets. That's a group of restaurants in the Washington, D.C. area and a popular gathering place for writers and other artists to share their work. She was the curator of Tell Me More's Muses and Metaphor Tweet Poetry Series, and she was here with us in our Washington, D.C. studios one more time. Holly, thank you so much for joining us, and happy National Poetry Month to you.
Thank you, Michelle.
If you missed any of our previous selections and you'd like to hear them, just go to the Tell Me More website, go to npr.org, click on the programs menu and find Tell Me More.